Oh, it's recording now. Oh my God. Okay. So this is my first podcast. Welcome. And I've never done one before. I got to repeat myself because apparently I was talking to myself before I hit record. I thought I hit record, but I guess not. So I'm going to do a podcast on chakras. Chakra means wheel of light. And they are the energy fields within your body. You actually have over 250, but 7 main ones. So those are the main ones that most people are familiar with. Your crown, your third eye, your throat chakra, your heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root. Like the rainbow colors that you see on people like meditating or whatever. See those rainbow colors that go up and down. Those are your 7 main chakras. As I said, chakra means wheel of light. And it refers to the spinning vortexes of energy within your body. Sounds crazy, but you know when you're around people that have bad juju, you can feel it. Your chakras can feel it. Anyway, like I said, this is my first one, so just bear with me. I have no clue what the hell I'm doing, and I do swear a lot, so I apologize in advance. I will try not to, in case there's children listening. But, I figure today I will start about the root chakra. Now, the root chakra, let's see, is one of your main chakras, and it's located in the genital area. Has to do with it's the outer portion. I'm reading this by definition because I don't know exactly what to call it. The cortex is the outer portion of the adrenal gland. The cortex produces, oh my God, this is so boring. I'm not reading all this. All right. It's basically where your crotch is. Okay. So I don't know. It is what it is. And we're going to talk about that. So there's a couple, affirmations for the root chakra. I live from my integrity. I love from my heart. I am connected to life and all its glory. I know who I am and make choices based on what I know to be right for me. I affirm my right to the life I choose. I confirm my right to belong, to be a part of something greater than myself. So basically, the root chakra has to do with being accepted. I know I am truly good. I live from the depths of my soul, longing to express itself in the world. I stand for justice, truth, and love. I am supported in life through all my choices to do good and share the light of love. My body supports me in a living, creative, and happy life. I am open to the spirit of life, which carries me beyond my original limits to a higher, more creative space. I am thankful for all the opportunities for growth and development that have come my way. I am grateful for the challenges that have taught me who I truly am. I love life. Now, with that said, yes, it's about feeling accepted. So there's these list of questions. Actually, I want some music. I like music. I can't sit here in silence. It's going to drive me bonkers. More bonkers than I am. All right, hold on. We're going to put some tunes on. Hold on. Patience. It's the main part of your root chakra, actually, is patience. And me being a Virgo, well, I want things done like now. But it doesn't always work like that. And you realize over time that things happen when they need to happen, not when Yvonne wants them to happen. And I hate that and I get pissed off. And then later on I'm like, oh, that needed to happen for that to happen. All right, I get it. Whatever. Okay, so let's see what kind of tunes we got. Got my Pandora on. Spirit of Reiki Radio. Oh, shit. Whoops. Okay, let's see. Ancestral Legacy. Yep, that sounds good. All right, play. Anytime. It's on, I swear. I'm looking at it, but I don't hear it. Okay, oh, it's just really low at first. All right, it'll come on. Okay, so if you want, grab a piece of paper and a pencil, pen, whatever the hell you want to write with, blood, I don't care, whatever. Dove blood, ink, your own blood, whatever turns you on. All right, so I'm kidding, that's a joke. All right, so some questions for the root chakra to help you connect with yourself and to maybe put things into perspective and to, I say a lot. I don't mean to. Like I said, guys, it's my first one, so patience. Okay, patience. Are you a patient person? Yes or no? These are questions that, you know, these are just for you. No one, I mean, share them with whoever the hell you want, but these are supposed to be for you, for, you know, take it out, read it again. You know, maybe you want to do like a checklist, what you need to work on. I'm asking you these questions to help you be honest with yourself about, you know, I don't know, maybe you feel like you have to do things to impress people. At the end of the day, who gives a shit what other people think? As Dr. Seuss said, those who matter don't mind, those who mind don't matter. Oh, it's the other way around. Same shit. I just totally screwed that up. It's been a long day. Okay, so the questions, can you hear the music? I hope so. So anyway, all right, the questions for the root chakra focus on stability, structure, patience, and security. If you are weak in any particular area, cultivate patience and inwardly create these qualities over a period of time. They can be attained through your conscious awareness of their importance in your life. Alrighty. Number one, patience. Are you a patient person? Be honest. I am, I'll say for myself, like, I don't have to look at anyone. I'm like in my room sitting on my floor with my cat, like, sprawled out. I got the radio on, Pandora, whatever. I'm not here to impress anyone. I'm just here to be me. And hopefully that you're listening. And it's the same for you. So be honest. Are you a patient person? I am and I'm not. It really depends what it is. It's situation. I'm situationally patient. I think a lot of people can relate to that. People are like, oh, I'm a patient person. Then put them in a situation and they're like, ah. So, dude, I just totally sounded like a seagull just then. Wow. Anyway. All right. Next question. Can you wait for your projects to manifest by staying focused? Oh man. Well, let's see. I paint, I make jewelry. But you can also go look at holisticandmystic.com. Some of that stuff takes a lot of time. Holistic and Mystic, HOLISTICIN, MYSTIC.com. That's my website. I created that. Yay, go me. So that took some time, but I'm very artsy fartsy, but sometimes I'll be painting. Like I tried oil paints once and I just seriously wanted to throw the canvas out the window. I was getting really fucking pissed. Oil paints take forever to dry. So hence I stopped using them and went for acrylic because they dry quick. So like I said, situationally patient. So answer that question for yourself. Can you wait for your projects to manifest by staying focused? Next one, are you addicted to fast fixes and immediate results? I'll be honest, it really depends. Some things like, I don't know, I was putting together an armoire for myself. I gave my friend my old one, true story, and I didn't even look at the damn directions. I do that a lot. Like, I'm like, I got this, and I just put it together. Well, I spent a half friggin' hour on it. Realizing the legs that are supposed to face outwards, I'm like, why the fuck are these facing inwards? This thing's gonna be bow-legged. And I wish my friend was here to chime in because that was pretty damn funny. And I put the legs on and they were facing inside. I'm like, this thing is fucking retarded. That's, excuse my language, but retarded just means to not work properly, and that is absolutely how I'm using it in this context. But these legs, like the bottoms were supposed to face out, and dumbass me, like as smart as I am, you would think, put some on the inside. They were supposed to go on the outside so they can face out. So when I stood the thing up, all the legs were like maybe like an inch or two away. I'm like, this fucking thing is gonna fall over. I flip it back over. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh my God. She's like, Yvonne, they go on the outside. I'm like, oh fuck. Yeah, they do. Problem when you don't look at directions. So yeah, I'm just adding my own experiences maybe to make you laugh. I don't know. So I'm addicted to immediate results. I just want to get the damn thing done, which overall, you know, not looking at the directions was pretty dumb because it took longer than it probably needed to. Yeah. That was me. That happened. Next, are you aware that your impatience is sapping your life energy and burning precious fuel needed for your health and well-being? Yes, at times, absolutely. And then you just, that's what meditation is for, man. Seriously, you got to meditate. I'm a Reiki healer, you would think, and I'm an empath, you would think of all people. But sometimes I need some healing too, you know? I need someone to, like, you know, tell me things sometimes, because you don't, when someone else tells you things, you don't always want to hear it, but those are the people that respect you and love you because they have the balls to tell you what's up. Like, stop being a dumbass and you're this and you're that. It's not that they're, it's just more like tough love, because it's almost if they didn't care. It's also obviously how they say it and whatnot, but yeah, you just have to recognize your own impatience, I guess, because yeah, it's when you stress out about shit, it just obviously causes stress, which affects your root chakra, and that's not good. So next, to what degree can you connect your impatience with not being fully present for yourself? Kind of like, I guess, not living in the moment. I have a habit of that. Like, I have to check myself sometimes. That definitely takes some practice, for sure. 100%. Remember, these questions are, there's no judgment. There's no right or wrong. Just answer them. And question again, to what degree can you connect your impatience with not being fully present for yourself? In the moment, what's going on? Answer that honestly, you know, because then another day you can go back and read them and be like, wow. Like, don't think too much about them, just answer them. Whatever first comes to your mind. Is impatience or patience a family characteristic? Well, I was adopted, so I can't really answer that. It's like when I used to go to the doctor and they'd ask me my medical history, I'd get all bent out of shape. I don't do that anymore, you know. I did when I was younger. I'd like start crying. I'm like, I don't know. Because I don't really know anything about my biological family. It sucks. It is what it is, but I'm grateful for my family. So anyway, I can't really answer that one. Maybe you guys can for yourself. Where does your courage, stamina, and grit come from? Only you guys know that answer for you guys. My courage comes from all the bullshit I dealt with through my life, and I will talk about that on another podcast, because I know there's people out there that can definitely relate to stuff I've gone through on either the same level or a different level, and worse, absolutely worse. My stamina is, maybe it's a Virgo trait. I'm a doer, not a don'ter. I don't know, that sounds silly. Such a dork. My grit, the fuck does grit mean? Grit to me is like sandpaper grit. I don't know. Grit come from my grind, I guess. I don't know. I'm focused. I want to get things done. I have goals and whatnot. And they say if it feels right, it is right. If it doesn't feel right, same thing. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But anyway, where does your courage, stamina, and grit? I think that's just life experiences too. It changes people. Well, for me, like I said, I can't answer for you. I'm not you. All right. Can you identify family members who were known to have the ability to withstand hardship and change? Yeah, my dad had polio. Rest his soul in heaven. Dad, love you. He had polio from a year and a half. And man, like I said, I was adopted. I was adopted at 11. But he would tell me stories. He broke some kid's arm over the chair because he kept making fun of him. I'm like, yeah, give him a high five. You know, my dad's gone through so much. He never used his disability as an excuse for anything, nothing. Like I would set the table at dinner and sometimes I would put a chair there because I forgot that he was in a wheelchair. Excuse me. Sorry. I just ate. yes, my dad and my mom, you know, she has a hard time expressing herself, but you know, I can read people very well, and she doesn't like it when I point things out or whatnot, but I also know it's been hard for her since my father passed. She lived with him for 38 years, almost my lifetime. I'm almost 41. Goddamn, that's scary. Scary thought. So she,
you know, it's hard for her being alone, and but she's doing it, and I'm very proud of her. So yes, I can definitely do that. What qualities would you like to develop to help you be more patient within yourself and others? Oh man, qualities would you like to develop? I just gotta breathe more. Breathe. I also have signs around. I went to Michael's a couple months ago, and they had these signs that say, let it go. And I can't tell you how hard it is for me to sometimes just want to keep going. It's almost like I got to have the last word all the time. And as you get older, you start to realize, like, sometimes it's just not even worth it. It's really not. Some people realize that sooner than later. It's still hard for me. I'm still dealing with that. And I did hospice volunteering as a Reiki healer. And, you know, one of my clients, I don't like that word, but it is what it is. She said, Yvonne, at the end of the day, it just doesn't fucking matter. She's 75, like weighs 60 pounds and is on her, you know, way back to heaven, back home. She called it. She's going back home. And she's just like, it doesn't fucking matter. She started laughing. I was like, yep, you're right. It doesn't. So I think about her sometimes when I'm going through stuff. I try to just, perspective, it's a great word. It really is. So be honest with yourself about like what you need to do to, you know, get your head out of your ass. I don't know. The fuck? Anyway, all right, so that's going to be my first episode, I guess. Hopefully it came out good. Hi, Mosey. My cat's reaching out to me. He's 23 pounds. I wish you guys could see him. He's such a friggin' moose. Actually, you can see him on Instagram. I have an Instagram. It's called Crystal Guardians. CRYSTAL Guardians. Like a guardian. It says boss lady. Yeah. I'm kind of a dork. You guys will learn that fast. All right. I want to say thank you. And hopefully you enjoyed that. And these questions help you. And I will do another one soon. Okay, thank you. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.